The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest, Tom Burke from MetLife Home Loans. Hello.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for coming here and being with us today. We are here every Saturday and Sunday to answer real estate questions and discuss numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with 12-plus realtors, and we have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can visit our website and you can search our listings or search the MLS by visiting jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And on today's show, we are going to talk about PHFA loans. But before we dive into that, Tom, a little bit about you, your background, how long you've been doing this, and your contact information, please.
Oh, I've been doing this forever. Actually, I started, I've been in the mortgage business now for the last 22 years. I've been with this particular company for the last 15 years. In the last 15 years, we've been doing these PHFA programs. That's one of our areas of expertise.
What is PHFA?
The PHFA stands for Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. It's an independent agency which is overseen by the state of Pennsylvania. And what the agency does, it promotes first-time home buyer programs in order to get people into homes.
So it is separate from FHA.
Yes, it is. So you can get very mixed up with FHA, PHFA, VA. There's a lot of different handles here in the mortgage industry.
Right.
The PHFA program is primarily... The best benefit of this program really is, in most cases, the interest rate. Just to give you an example, the current interest rate on this program is at 3.75% fixed rate. And the going rate in the market today, which has been going up steadily in small increments since the election, is right around 5% today.
That's a big difference.
So that really is the main aspect of the program, that it will allow you to just get into the house for a better rate.
Well, back in October, I did get an article emailed to me about PHFA, and it did talk about how at that time, it was like October 29th, PHFA was locking in more than 100 mortgages a week since that low interest rate was introduced.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it at that point in time. This time of year, generally, the whole real estate industry kind of slows down for the holidays and things of that nature. But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, at one point, PHFA program was about 45% of my business. It has not been that way this year because of certain market issues that were going on with the PHFA program, where their interest rate really, for most of the year, really has been either the same or a higher rate than the going market rate.
But when it goes lower, like it is right now, people look at it. And it is a way for somebody that couldn't qualify with just an FHA loan or conventional to be able to buy a home.
That's correct.
Okay. So tell me, you know, sometimes as a realtor at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we see that people, we're trying to guide them into the most effective program for them. And, you know, we do discuss mortgages and financing options and so on and so forth. And we like to mention PHFA as an option. Tell me what one would have to do. Are there eligibility requirements?
Yes, there are. It's actually a very not really complicated, but there are different income requirements for different programs. There's different tiers to the PHFA program. There's different programs within the PHFA program. So, I mean, basically, I could just give you a quick synopsis as there's basically the PHFA program has two different tiers to it. Okay? There's what's called the Keystone Home Loan Program and the Keystone Home Loan Plus Program. The Keystone Home Loan Plus Program is the initial program. That program is a program that you must be a first-time home buyer in order to qualify for the program.
Okay, what is a how do you qualify as a first-time home buyer? Because we did another program on this, and I found it confusing because it's really not a first-time home buyer, is it?
Well, a first-time home buyer is defined as someone who has not owned a property within the last 3 years. Now, you could own a property that has a business in it as long as that is your primary source of income. But besides that, you could not have owned a residence within the last 3 years. Anybody that is a party to the transaction and anybody actually that's going to be living in that property. So the basic guidelines on that property for Lackawanna and Luzerne counties and Wayne and Wyoming counties, there is a maximum purchase price limit of $238,400.
That's very generous.
That is generous.
$238,400.
I would say that's probably 65 to 70% of whatever is out there on the market at any given time.
That's a big number.
That is. It's a healthy number.
Now, there are income guidelines for that program. I'm just going to briefly show you. A single person trying to purchase a house under this program can't make more than $46,200 a year. Two people in a household, maybe a husband and wife, or just two independent people, $61,600. And then if you have three or more in your household, you can't make more than $71,800. Okay, so again, I would say in this area, this, you know, the greater Scranton, Wilkes-Barre area, that's probably at least 55 to 60% of the population.
I would say. Have to agree, yeah.
Now, if you get out to further out, there's certain counties, like for instance, Pike County is under a different general statistical area. So the income got, well, the maximum purchase price there is $278,000. And, you know, that really is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That is. Okay.
Now, there's a second tier to the program, which is called the Keystone Home Loan Program. It's not the Home Loan Plus. And they, again, now this program, first of all, you do not have to be a first-time home buyer. Anybody can qualify for this as long as you are under the monetary guidelines, okay? The maximum purchase price for this program is $298,000.
Wow.
Wow, that's big.
So now I would say we're probably up into the 90% of whatever's out there on the market would qualify for this program. Now, I'm just surmising this. I don't know that exactly sure, but now, one or two members of the household, if there's one or two people in the household, the maximum income that you could have for this program is $77,000. And if you have three or more, it's $89,800, okay? So again, now we're probably looking at 70 to 75% of the households in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, Susquehanna counties. Now, again, Pike County being in a different statistical area, they have a maximum purchase price of $348,000.
Wow.
So, you know, this program really would encompass a lot of potential first-time home buyers.
Sure.
Now, other things that can be put into this type of program also. There's a number of different programs out there. I mean, in the mortgage industry, you're generally looking at either a conventional mortgage, an FHA mortgage, a VA mortgage, which is for veterans only, or veterans and veteran spouses, and the rural housing program, guaranteed rural housing program. So I would like to just give you a little oversight on each of these programs and how it works and how it entails, okay?
Let me ask you something real quick. This PHFA loans, do all mortgage brokers work with them? Or
no, not really. You have to become one of their lenders. You could go online at phfa.org, and they have a wonderful website there, and they have participating lenders in each county, and you could pick a lender and you know, it also tells you which different programs that different lenders participate in, because there's certain tiers to these programs that certain lenders will participate, and there's certain tiers that they don't. So I know that my company is listed on that webpage.
And then what programs you can and
yes.
you can do. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney.
Yes.
And our featured guest, Tom Burke, with
MetLife Home Loans.
How does that go again?
MetLife Home Loans.
And on today's show, we've been talking about the PHFA loans, and we're going to go into an overview of the other loans you just mentioned. But before we do, how would someone get in touch with you, Tom Burke, of MetLife Home Loans?
Well, you can call my office at 570-961-5174. And if I miss you, don't worry, I will call you back.
I like that.
And secondly, you can also reach me online. My website is tomburkeloans.com.
Tom, T-O-M.
Burke.
B-U-R-K-E.
Loans, L-O-A-N-S.com.
Thank you. Okay, good. Well, we're going to be heading towards a break, but before we do, we always like to review a listing. Pat?
Yes, I have a listing here. It's listed by Sarah Weiss. It's 214 Debbie Drive. That's in Scranton. It's listed for $179.9. It's three bedrooms, 2.5 baths. Now, this one is location, location, location. Walk to Lake Scranton from this three-bedroom, 2.5 bath, split-level home, two-car garage, hardwood floors, and all appliances are included. The master bedroom has a walk-in closet and a bath. Enjoy this country-like setting from the amazing patio and deck. The lower level features a beautiful oversized family room with half bath. Call today. You could ask for Sarah Weiss. That's a three-bedroom, 2.5 bath for $179. I'm looking at a beautiful picture of a nice house here, so give us a call about that one.
It's on the end of the street, the last house on the right. Very nice location, and it is a very good, desirable home.
You can get a PHFA loan for this house.
How yes, you could.
That's right, if you qualify.
And call Tom Burke for
that. Call Tom Burke.
It's break time, so we will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with Pat Devaney, fellow realtor, and happens to be my husband.
Yes,
hello.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Okay. And our featured guest today, Tom Burke with MetLife Home Loans. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
We have been talking about PHFA loans and the healthy, generous amounts for not only the price of the home and also the income limits on them in the different counties, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, so on and so forth. Before the break, we were talking about that and the some eligibility requirements. We didn't talk about credit.
Well, the credit criteria for this program is... It depends. Again, there are certain ways that you can take the PHFA program and blend them into other programs. I'll get into that in a few minutes. But basic credit score in the mortgage industry right now is a 620 credit score. If you don't have a 620 credit score, I personally don't know of a lender that will give you a mortgage no matter what. Okay? And that is the number one thing that you need to deal with if you're serious about being out looking for a home. You need to go and find a good lender that you are comfortable with. Somebody that is qualified, and I would say that other people in the area know them. I mean, the best way to get somebody really is word of mouth.
Yes, I would say somebody that's accessible. I mean, if somebody like you is accessible, if I have a problem, I can call you and get you. If we're dealing with somebody from the internet, I'm going to call and get clerk A, B, or C. I would much rather deal with you.
Well, I would say the internet is one of the worst places to get a mortgage, to tell you the truth, because you're not dealing with anybody that's real. A lot of times on the internet, they're posting rates and things of that nature that once you peel the onion back, they're not necessarily true.
Okay, so if somebody's even thinking about buying a home, mm-hmm. and they have no idea what their credit score is, they contact us. We'll give them names of lenders. They meet with that lender to see if they pre-qualify for a loan.
That's precisely right.
Okay, so the only reason I bring this up is because you were just working with somebody and they were pulling their own credit.
Oh, he had a marginal credit score, and he was so nervous about his credit score that he was pulling it every 2 or 3 weeks. And by him pulling and checking his credit score, it actually went down. It got worse.
Okay, this part of the subject. When somebody pulls their own credit report, first of all, it's a different credit report that we are going to get. It's modeled differently. There's algorithmic programs that guide these credit reports, okay? When we pull your credit, we pull from the three main credit reporting agencies.
Experian,
TransUnion, and Equifax, okay? Now, it's not a bad thing to go in and check your credit every once in a while. Actually, it's a very good, smart thing to do.
Yeah, but he did it three
times.
Once
in a while?
Well, I mean,
not every 2 or 3 weeks.
How a credit report works is, like, say you're out shopping for a mortgage. You could go out, and I believe it's about 5 or 6 different times you can get it pulled in a 2-week period, and it's not going to affect your score. But if you go in repeatedly and just keep pulling it and pulling it and pulling it, or you go on the internet and 10 people pull it, and you don't even know they're pulling it, then you can run into an issue as far as lowering your credit score with inquiries.
Okay.
Well, you're allowed, it's perfectly acceptable to go out and get, check, do your shopping. I tell everybody, if you're out in the industry, do your shopping to see what kind of rates are out there and everything else. Well, I want to tell you what the dirty little secret is in the mortgage industry, is every morning, every bank in the country gets up, we run down to Wall Street, we buy money off them to sell it to you. And we all get it at the same price, and we're all going to be within about 1/8% of each other anyway. So, I mean, whether you go on the internet, or if you go down to your local banks, or if you go with a bigger, larger mortgage lender like my company, really, we're going to be within 1/8 or 1/4% of each other on any given day. So I would say your best bet is, especially in this day and age, the way that mortgage criteria is getting more stringent, you want to get somebody that knows what they're doing.
Absolutely.
You know, just because somebody answers the phone at the bank and gives you a quote, that doesn't mean they know what they're doing.
I just had someone, and this is a true story, go to a local bank, and the person wants to put a large amount of cash down on this property, and the bank refused to give him a letter stating that they had a cash account in a certain amount, because they couldn't do it as of the date. The person got on the phone with me and explained that they were unwilling to put that in writing because a statement from the lender saying that the gentleman had so much money in cash, because what if he came in tomorrow and took out all that money? So this is what we're up against, because we're and I understand rules are rules, and but
some rules go against common sense.
Well, this
they
is it.
Really do.
As of this date, this person had this amount of money, and it's a big bank. Now I'm in real estate. What do you know? And I'm going to be referring people. So,
well, unfortunately, what you're going to find in the industry today is the criteria for getting people qualified has gotten to the point where it's just
ridiculous.
It just doesn't make any sense.
None.
I mean, and what happens is, you know, everybody has contract dates and things of that nature. Now the banks, and my bank included, I mean, we're just like everybody else. I mean, this is a secondary market issue, which we can have another whole show about. But they are asking, there's a lot of different things out there that we have to adhere to. One of the things is the Patriot Act. And the movement of money in this country, every dime in a real estate transaction needs to be
accounted
for.
Absolutely.
And believe me, they ask for some of the most silly things in the world to account for. But we're not going to get around it. And it's just, at this point in time, we just have to live within how the rules are.
So if I had 50 grand cash in my mattress and I wanted to go use that, would the how would that affect the deal?
You cannot use cash in a real estate transaction. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It has to be documented. It must be, like, say you had $50,000 in your mattress. It's
I don't. Legal. All my neighbors, I do not have $50,000 in my mattress, okay?
If you did, I'd be over this evening, but...
And if he did, I would be...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Not here, that's somewhere
just
else.
A hypothetical, okay?
No, say you have money at home that you didn't realize that this rule was in effect. Say you have... I talk to people all the time. They have $5,000 at home and things like that, and I tell them, you have to get that money in the bank. And you have to get in the bank now. And you cannot use that money for a real estate transaction until it's been seasoned in your account for at least 2 months.
Okay, that's where...
So it has to sit there for a minimum of 2, sometimes 3 months with different programs.
So 3 months to be on the safe side.
Now, there is a logical reason for that, because if you took out cash, say you went out and took money off your credit card, you borrowed $5,000 off your credit card and put it as a down payment on a house. You cannot do that either. So... like when we pull your credit, we wouldn't see that transaction. So that's why we have the seasoning requirements.
Right.
We want to make sure, number one, you know, with the Patriot Act, any kind of large deposits and things like that need to be explained anymore in any real estate transaction.
So you could use cash. I want to just clarify. You can use cash in a transaction, but it has to be seasoned and documented in an account for at least 3 months.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Sometimes two, but more, like it depends. Different programs, you need it for 3.
Well, just to be on the safe side, let's just say 3. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate with Pat Devaney, Tom Burke, our featured guest with MetLife Home Loans, and myself, Jackie Ruddy, broker owner.
Okay, so we're getting back to seasoned money?
Well, we're getting back to seasoned money. I think what we want to do is go back to credit.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
The credit scores are the main driving force. If you don't have over a 620 credit score, you're going to have to sit back and fix your credit before you can qualify.
Fixing credit. That's a good, I don't mean to stop you and remove your train of thought there, but
how do you fix your credit?
Well, I think the first way to fix your credit is you still have to go to a lender and you either pull your own credit report or you have, you know, say you came to me and you tried to get pre-qualified for a mortgage. I pulled your credit and your score was subpar. Say it was like
580.
Yeah, 5.8 or 6.10 or something like that. I could look through your credit report and give you some pointers on how to bring up your score. But credit reports are a funny thing also. I mean, sometimes you do something and you think it's going to bring the score up and sometimes it does not. But, well, you know, we could at least give you the beginning way on how to fix your credit. So maybe you can't buy a house today, but you would be in 6 months to a year.
So what's the most basic way? Just be on time with all your payments?
Be on time with all your payments. Another thing that most people don't know is you have a certain credit limit on your credit cards. And if you go over 50% of that credit limit on your credit card with your balance, your credit score begins to go down.
Really?
Yes, and a lot of people don't know that.
So it's better to have a couple accounts.
With a little bit than one with a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
To be perfectly frank. Now, another thing also is a lot of people will go in there and try to fix the credit by closing out accounts. That really is not a very good idea. The longer you have an account open, the better your credit score becomes. Some of these small store cards and things like that, in a lot of cases, it's really silly to use them. But if there is a fine line, like if you have too many credit cards, that's not good. And if you don't have more, at least 3 to 4 open trade lines, in some cases, that could affect you getting a mortgage.
Right. It could be
harder. You must have credit in the 21st century. You have to have it. A lot of people tell me they don't like banks and they don't have accounts and things like that. If you want to live in today's society, you have to get credit.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How about payment, minimum payment? Every time a statement comes out, there's the minimum payment on a credit card. So is it beneficial to meet the minimum payment or pay a little bit more than the minimum payment? Does that help?
I think credit? As far as the score, I don't believe that matters as long as you're making the payment on time. If you don't make it on time, that's where the score starts to tumble.
Okay.
You can have, like, say you have a 30-day late on your, you forgot to pay your JCPenney card or something like that, okay? Just being that 30 days late will drop your credit score in a lot of cases by 50 points or so.
Wow.
Okay, so it's really, that is the number one
thing.
Make sure you're paying your payments on time.
On time, okay.
Now, getting back to the PHFA program, this program has a minimum 620 credit score. Actually, the PHFA doesn't even have a minimum credit score, but as far as the banks, the lenders have a minimum 620 credit score, so we won't do a mortgage for anybody under 620. Therefore, we won't originate your loan for the PHFA. So, in
effect,
you have to have a 620.
Okay.
PHFA also has a rule that if you have under a 660 credit score, that you must attend a first-time homebuyer program. And those programs, in reality, are one of the best things you can ever do, whether your credit score is 750 or 660, because it really gives you an insight as to how the whole process works. And also, you know, it gives you a better peace of mind, like the whole process is laid out before you. Okay? And actually, I'm a teacher in those programs.
Really?
Locally, in Lackawanna County anyway, the neighborhood housing down in Greenridge Corners, they are one of the participating educators, and also United Neighborhood Centers does it also. They're up in Wyoming County. We have Trehab does it up there. It's usually you'll find Trehab in the outgoing counties like the Honesdale are Wayne, Wyoming, Susquehanna counties. Trehab usually takes care of that. And then locally, most of the people that I deal with will go through the two agencies that I told you about before. And the program is like two nights out of your life where you go and you sit for 3 hours and you have a mortgage lender, a realtor, a home inspector, an attorney, or a closing agent show you the whole ropes of how to buy a home.
From start to
finish.
So really,
it's the right way.
Great. And if it's any time to buy, the interest rates are so, especially with the PHFA program, are so low and prices are right and there's inventory and supply out there. So it's a good time to buy. Thank you, Tom. Excellent information. Thanks for joining us.
Now, there are other programs, too, that we can discuss, but
how about next
week? How about next week?
Would you come back?
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much. And before we close, we'll close with the listing, a new listing. If you're looking for everything on one floor and you're looking for manageable, this may be it. 1140 Sloan Street, West Scranton for $66,900. Desirable West Scranton neighborhood. Two bedrooms, aluminum sided, possible hardwood floors, gas heat, and a walk-up attic. Currently used as storage, but could possibly be finished for extra living space in the future. Sloan is a one-way street, and it's three blocks past St. Ann Street. It's very close to the borough of Taylor. And taxes are approximately a little bit more than $1,500 a year. Again, 1140 Sloan Street for $66,900. And our tip today, go to phfa.org. On any information we've provided you today on this show, on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, and phfa.org has a ton of information of things that topics we didn't even talk about today. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable again on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney, and our feature guest Tom Burke with MetLife Home Loans. If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK.
Or visit the website to view our listings or search the MLS. That's jruddy.com, JRUDDY.com. Thanks for listening and have an awesome weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.